Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
On July 12, 1643, Catherine Parr became the sixth and final wife of King Henry VIII. That was no simple task, being the wife of King Henry VIII. Some of them were beheaded, but this wife, his last wife, actually outlived him. Catherine Parr was born in 1512. That very same year, Michelangelo completed his painting of the Sistine Chapel. Much of Catherine Parr's life corresponds to the epic moments and those events of the Reformation. It was during her lifetime, of course, that Luther posted his 95 Theses in Wittenberg. She was alive and well while the Church of England separated from Rome through Henry's act of supremacy. She had a copy of John Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion. The first edition was published in 1536. She was even alive during the time of the Council of Trent. Well, as we mentioned, she was married to Henry VIII in 1543. Henry VIII would die in 1547, January of 1547. He was succeeded by his son, Edward VI. And Catherine Parr would die a year later. She died on September 5, 1548. Well, in her lifetime, she published 2 books. She published the book Prayers and Meditations, and she also published the book Lamentations of a Sinner. In her first book, Prayers and Meditations, it's a beautiful set of prayers that basically revolves around 2 subjects. First, she's very quick to confess her weakness, and it becomes a wonderful expression of our weakness, of the weakness of us as men and women, as human beings. And then the second subject of these prayers revolves around depending upon God. At one point, she says, "O Lord Jesus, make that possible by grace that is to me impossible by nature." And so that which is impossible to me by nature summarizes our weakness. She talks about the times she finds herself in anxiety, the times that she suffers, the times that she says troubling things come to her. All of this causes her to look to God. At one point she will say, "Assist me in all things with thy grace, and so strengthen me with heavenly strength. For you, Lord God, are best, most wise, most high, most mighty, most sufficient, most full of all goodness, most sweet, most comforting, most fair, and most loving." In her Lamentations of a Sinner, she talks about becoming a Christian, what a wonderful work of God it is to call sinners to repentance, and then to make them, she says, to take Christ. What a beautiful expression that God makes us to take Christ, his well-beloved Son, for their Savior. All this is a gift of God. She goes on to say that those who are Christians will have 10 things produced in them. So get out your pen and pencil. Here come the 10 things. First, to embrace Christ with such fervency of spirit. So to embrace Christ. Secondly, they rejoice in hope. Thirdly, are bold in danger. Fourth, to suffer in adversity. Fifth, to continue in prayer. Sixth, to bless their persecutors. Seven, they are not wise in their own opinion. Eight, neither high-minded in their prosperity. Ninth, neither abashed in their adversity. And tenth, and lastly, Catherine Parr says that Christians are humble. Well, those are the 2 books of Catherine Parr, the sixth and final wife of England's King Henry the 8th. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, I see that we have a little time left in this episode. Let's pull a quote from our good friend, Jonathan Edwards. Edwards loved nature, and he once wrote, "The book of Scripture is the interpreter of the book of nature."